That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Summit Cast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, with the one and only America's Headhunter, Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How are you, sir?
Doing fantastic. And I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and we are here to discuss the state of the radiology market with you today. It's been very interesting watching how things have developed here recently. And I know that for those of y'all that are regular listeners, we've been talking about how it's a candidate-driven market for some time. One of the things that we were just talking about here in the office, though, is how different organizations have different processes. And sometimes the processes can hinder, and sometimes the processes can make an organization successful. Chuck, what are your thoughts on the processes with these people that are actually recruiting the doctors?
Well, you know, they're good and they're not good. I mean, when I say that, I mean, you know, it's these doctors are, you know, they're here and they're getting inundated with different jobs, and, you know, different things are happening to some of these bigger groups and stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people kind of, even if somebody has a really good job, they're still listening, and people are picking up, you know, two jobs, buying a swivel chair, kind of spinning around, reading one.
That's really been an interesting development. I get it. Like, I know that you don't even have to name some of the larger organizations that are having a little bit of a shakeup right now, but I've spent the past couple of weeks in the trenches helping source candidates with our team here, and one of the things that I have noticed is that even if someone is perfectly happy with their job, they're willing to listen to what's out there. Has that been your experience too, Chuck?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're seeing all these jobs. They're hearing about everything. I mean, the market is, you know, it's gonna mature or kind of settle out, and then it's gonna be interesting to see what is gonna be the differentiating factors why people go with one group, because, you know, all the groups are, I mean, they're just gonna, you know, almost have to pay very equal to what everybody's paying, because, you know, it's not going to be that much difference, because anybody can live anywhere, and, you know, they can read now. New York has passed, I think, that nurse practitioners can practice on their own, which, you know, they can probably expect a lot more films to be sent to be read because of that.
Well, you know, I know that on the compensation side of things, it's been interesting to see. I mean, there are many different ways to skin a cat, but, you know, some people, they're more comfortable with a daily rate. Some folks are more comfortable with an hourly rate or an RVU-based incentive. But one of the things that I've seen a lot more organizations do recently is go to the pay-per-click model. And you know, and each model has its benefits, but the bottom line is the people that are doing the work are the ones that are making the money, and the people that you know, are looking for more of a lifestyle practice, for example, the folks that are wanting to work day shift and do remote only, it's not rocket science. You're going to be making less for the same amount of effort that you would make if you're working night shift or if you're working overnights. And it's just, that's one of the things. But I think that, you know, as the market is settling a little bit here, the folks that, there tends to be a lot of candidates out there that are wanting to get reimbursed the same way that the night shift guys are getting reimbursed for working, you know, the cush 8-to-5 job.
Well, you know, so what I see is I don't really see people being unreasonable. I don't see radiologists being unreasonable. I see them wanting to know what their, you know, what the true value of them they are in the marketplace. I mean,
sure,
you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, they want to know, they want to do, read as less as they can and make as much as they can. I mean, that anybody's human nature, anybody would want to do that. It's smart. Sure. It's smart, actually. But there's a give and take, and there's a line that, you know, these practices, they got to stay in business, and, You know, I mean, a lot of radiologists are basically just, you know, I can't tell you how many I talk to that says, yeah, no, I just want to get my own deal going and I'm going to start 1099. And they have all different kinds of schedules. They can, you know, pick up here and there. I mean, a lot of interventional guys are doing interventional stuff during the day, reading, you know, into the evening and early morning, stuff like that. Depends on what they're doing. But, you know, there's opportunity for anybody that wants to do more. You know, the pay-per-click is obvious to, I guess, to us, because, you know, is 1099, and they're really trying to attract high volume. So it really usually goes in, it's probably the ER shift, the 4 to 12, whatever time zone they're in. And so, you know, that's just when all the cases, and so those really draw the high volume readers. And, you know, that you have a lot of groups that just during the day, they need, you know, 80 or 100 cases read specifically, you know, throughout a certain period of time. And so they're willing to pay, you know, so much for that. And,
sure,
you know, give benefits and even, you know, pay retirement and malpractice, all that, you know. And so there's the secure, safe jobs. And then there's the high risk jobs. I mean, not high risk, but high volume jobs, which I guess you could say high risk or higher risk because they're reading more films. But that you can, you know, they can make, you know, seven figures. And, you know, the not each, in, you know, every radiologist is created equally. And, you know, meaning that, you know, some just can't for whatever reason and wouldn't and, you know, read, you know, 20,000 RVUs a year. Some act like that's like child's play. And, you know.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, like, I'm not the person that's in the trenches reading the films, but, I mean, it's interesting how one person will look at 20,000, like, it's a piece of cake, but another person, that's a very daunting number for them. And, you know, I guess that kind of goes to that plays to why some people prefer one practice model over another. I mean, if you are focused more on the quality of the shift and you are not comfortable producing the numbers, you know, then that's probably the model that you're going to go for. But there has been a definite over the past 90 days. The folks that I've worked with that desire the eat what you kill type situations have had more opportunities than they can shake a stick at. But, you know, going back to the internal procedures for recruiting, one of the things that I have I've seen more than one of our clients lose fantastic candidates because their process is, I mean, for lack of better terminology, they're dragging their feet. And whether it's they can't get all the key decision makers in the same place at the same time, or, you know, they're just taking weeks to decide or whatever, it's kind of a you snooze, you lose situation.
Well, there's a fine balance right now. So, you know, meaning that... There's a fine balance in that because, you know, sometimes if, you know, and until the market settles out, as you said, or kind of matures and, you know, everybody's kind of paying the same or close to it, you know, then, you know, but there's so many dynamics, you know, people want different things and stuff. So it may never settle out, but, you know, there's something to be said, you know, the process has to go smooth. It doesn't have to go fast. It has to go smooth, and people need to stay in touch with the candidates.
That's exactly that. You hit the nail on the head right there.
The candidates need to, you know, that's going to be a big part of it. If they really want the candidates, then they're going to contact them and talk to them. And, you know, because the radiology has always been such a kind of a personal, you know, the radiologists work together, they talk, they just have been kind of they like to talk to other doctors and stuff. And so when you start treating them like, you know, they're in a corporation and, you know, which there's going to be some of that. I mean, cause they're working at their house and they are big corporations now, a lot of these, you know, private equity companies and all that, but, you know, just some good human, you know, somebody to stay in touch. I mean, you know, there's maybe some of these big groups need to get a what is it, a chief people officer or
CPO?
Yeah, you know, to call and say, hey, how's it going, man? I mean, that's, you know, we do that as often as we can. But, you know, if we try, everybody knows our motivation. So, sure. You know, a lot of times the harder we push, the more pushback we get, you know, from trying to, because what I was going to say is, you know, there's kind of the thought process, hey, if it's meant to be, you know, then it's going to happen, right? If it's not, then it won't. But that's true. But we like to liken everything to like dating. I mean, if you're...
That's exactly right.
If you're like, you know, want to marry this girl and you drag your feet too long, you know, there might, you know, there might be a different guy putting a ring on her finger, you know, and just that's just the way it is. But, you know, so really it's candidate by candidate. If there's a candidate sure. that these practices really, really want, then they need to determine that. And then even if they have a longer process, somebody probably would, you know, other than the recruiter, somebody from the, you know, the group to stay in touch and, you know, make them feel warm and fun. I mean, they're people.
Sure. No, that's probably one of the greatest takeaways from this. And it just, that street goes two ways too. Like, I know that we had one candidate that we were working with recently that, I mean, he wasn't communicating with the organization and taking his time, and you know, after so long, it's hard for people not to have a sour taste in their mouth, and the organization ended up rescinding their offer just simply because they hadn't been in touch and they hadn't communicated. But, you know, it's amazing how much you can preserve the relationship with just a simple phone call, even if it's, hey, listen, I just want you to know, we are working on it, but we haven't made, we haven't got everybody together yet, but you are on the agenda. We are going to discuss this. And, you know, that with a grain of salt, I mean, you don't want, I mean, these are people that are making decisions pretty quick. You don't want to drag it on forever.
You know, on the other hand too, though, I see it from both sides, because, you know, it's like if somebody goes, hey, you know, you need to hurry or I'm going to go somewhere else. Well, it's like, you know, If a girlfriend told you that and you weren't ready to get married, I mean, then you just say, hey, go somewhere else, you know. I mean, because, you know, it's, you know, so there is, like you said, it goes both ways. And so just, because some places can pay more now, you know, and maybe that's the way it'll always be. And there have to be different reasons. People want to be in different situations. But, you know, and... You know, these 6 month outs, you know, 6 months, a lot of people, you know, they don't like waiting 6 months. And,
sure.
You know, if there's somebody out there thinking about looking in a, you know, reading from a certain state, man, I would definitely go ahead and get that application for that license in.
Sure.
Because, you know, if you at least got the application for the license in, then, you know, they take you seriously. If you don't have the license,
you're looking at a 60 to 90 day, if not more, process for a lot of these states.
Yeah. And if they credential like every single hospital, I mean, I hear people tell me they're credentialed at 100 hospitals and
wow.
stuff, you know, so I guess, you know, it just depends. I don't know what's going to happen there, but, you know, but it's, this is the very beginning and the opportunity is going to get huge, even bigger.
Well, speaking of opportunities, I know that, man, we've got some great opportunity. Hey, if you are a Pennsylvania licensed...
You know, day opportunities are becoming pretty big. They don't pay as much, but they're people are starting to open up.
Sure. I know that one of the things we're looking for, we are looking for Pennsylvania licensed radiologists, general diagnostic guys that, you know, for working multiple shifts. We've got day gigs, we've got night gigs, we've got overnight, looking for some Texas licensed folks for all shifts as well, for day, for evening shift, for night shift, or if you're willing to work a swing shift, then that's, you know, fantastic too. But you can make some great money. We've also had a couple of new opportunities pop up in desirable locations in California. Those are on site. I think one of them is looking at remote people too, but we could use some interventional folks.
We have interventional everywhere. We know where the bodies are buried, and that's you know, the IR jobs paying big.
Yeah, and then also we're looking for some mammographers in California too. So, you know, if you're California licensed, then that's your cup of tea. That's probably a
huge surprise to everybody.
Yeah.
That we're looking for mammographers. Breast imagers.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that it's still definitely a candidate's market. You know, I think that as people reevaluate their standard operating procedures for working with candidates and recruiting, some organizations tend to handle it a little bit better than others, but communication is definitely the key, Chuck. I'm with you on that. All right, is there any opportunities or candidates that you want to highlight or spotlight on this broadcast, Chuck?
No, I mean, we want to talk to everybody. And, you know, we even if we don't have something for you today, whether it be a candidate or whether it be a job, you know, we save all the information and we don't waste people's time. We, you know, we'll get something. We can put you in the process and, you know, email you when we get something. You
and know, we're also like, if there's a specific shift that you're looking for, even like we've had people that are saying, hey, you know, I want to do 7 on, 7 off. Hey, I only want to work every third week.
That's more so than what we, than somebody just saying, hey, we have this job. You know, everybody wants to know, well, what do they want? We could probably use
sure
anybody.
And so, you know, if you've got, I know that I spoke with one guy that he's perfectly happy with his day job and he's just looking for something to work from 5 p.m. to like 10 or 11 at night. And, you know, we've got some great opportunities for him and he will really be able to make a difference with this group because they need someone to cover the specific slot that he's looking for. So let's say that you are looking for something to supplement and you're just wanting to work, you know, 1 week a month, 2 weeks a month or something like that. Don't assume that, you know, that there's nothing out there. We would love to hear from you. And for those of you that have a shift that you need covered, on our website, we actually have a little area right there on the front page where you can see recent candidates, and you can usually find some folks that we put what they're looking for on the website. If you have a specific need or a slot that you're trying to get filled, call us. You can reach us at 817-483-4300, and you can talk to any one of us, and we if we've got some folks that are interested in that slot, we can get you plugged in. If you are a candidate that's wanting to get plugged in and take a look at other opportunities, or if you're just wanting to, you know, if you're wanting someone to bounce your current situation off of their head to, you know, kind of get a feel for what you got, you can call us and talk to any one of our, we are interested in making long-term placements where people are going to be happy and they're going to stick around. So a lot of times that is just helping someone digest their current opportunity and see if they
should
move.
We'll do that too. We'll dissect what they have and we'll tell them what's out there and whether they even, you know, are would better themselves if they, you know,
people think that they probably think that we're full of it when we say that. But like I have heard you probably three times in the past 3 or 4 weeks say, man, you know what? You've actually got a pretty nice offer.
Well, because the reason so is because if I don't say it, then we're going to get them talking to everybody and then they're going to talk to everybody. Then they're going to get down the contract. Then they're going to start doing the math. And then they're going to go, hey, I've got a better job here, you know, and then it's going to be 60 days down the road. Who wants to do that?
Sure. So, but yeah. And, hey, listen, for those of y'all that have, I know that there's, and I don't want to call out the organization. There's a couple of different radiology companies that are going through a pretty big shakeup right now. If you are one of the organizations that's kind of splitting off from that organization and you need some help to recruit some in-house players for your bullpen, we can definitely help you out. And I want to encourage you to reach out to our marketing department. My name is Doug Dayton. You can reach me at 817-483-4300. My extension is 1002. If you want to reach Chuck, he's extension 1001. And either one of us can get you talking to the right person.
Call us anytime. I'm up super late and get up super early. So.
Yeah, and we will forward our lines to our cell phones too, so you can pretty much reach us just about any time that you call. Or if you just have a question about the market, You know, there's no obligation. We will happily answer your question, and we look forward to building a relationship with you. And until then, this is Doug, and this is Chuck. We wish you a very fantastic, happy rest of the summer, and hopefully...
It's hot.
It's hot where you're at. If it's nearly as hot as where you're at as it is where we're at, then hopefully you've got a pool to go take a dip into. Have a great day.